This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The European Union has lifted COVID-19 travel restrictions on visitors from 14 nations. Americans are not on the list. Travelers from nations where COVID-19 cases have been surging, including the United States, Brazil, and India, are not allowed to enter at this time. Chinese citizens will be able to enter the EU as long as China removes restrictions on European citizens traveling there. Other countries on the list are expected to end any of their own travel bans on Europeans. Countries will be added or even dropped from the list every 2 weeks, according to their respective COVID-19 outbreaks. But it's unlikely that the United States will land a spot for quite a while. COVID-19 cases more than doubled in at least 10 U.S. states during the month of June, according to Reuters analysis. Those states include Florida and Texas. However, Arizona recorded the biggest jump in cases for the month at 294%. That's followed by South Carolina and Arkansas. Cases also more than doubled in the states of Alabama, Nevada, North Carolina, Oklahoma, and Utah. Nationally, cases rose by at least 43% and deaths increased by 20%. The Associated Press reports top officials in the White House were aware of Russia secretly offering bounties to the Taliban for the deaths of Americans. The Associated Press cited U.S. officials with direct knowledge of the information. The sources said the White House knew in early 2019, a full year earlier than has been previously reported. The assessment was included in at least one of President Donald Trump's written daily intelligence briefings at the time, and that's according to the officials. You can find more on this and other stories at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Beijing unveiled national security legislation meant for Hong Kong on Tuesday. China promised to punish the crimes of secession and subversion with up to life in prison, raising concerns of a more authoritarian era for the semi-autonomous city. Details of the law are expected to increase tensions with the United States, Britain, and other Western governments that fear it will erode freedoms in the global financial hub. Beijing says the law is necessary following anti-government protests that escalated in June last year and plunged the city into its biggest crisis in decades. Protesters burned tires in Ethiopia's capital city Tuesday, and unrest spread as those enraged by the killing of a popular singer took to the streets. Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed called for calm following the killing of Hakalu Hundisa, an Oromo musician whose political songs were the soundtrack of a protest movement that helped bring Abiy to power 2 years ago. In a tweet, the prime minister offered condolences and promised an investigation. Media tycoon and prominent Oromo opponent of Abiy, Jawar Mohammed, was arrested by police after his bodyguards refused to disarm, according to his TV station. And the leader of an opposition Oromo political party was also arrested, according to the station. Pakistan's Prime Minister Imran Khan told Parliament on Tuesday he has no doubt India is behind an attack on the stock exchange building in Karachi. Monday, four gunmen armed with grenades attacked the Pakistan Stock Exchange, killing two guards and a policeman before security forces killed the attackers. India said on Monday it had nothing to do with the assault. Khan said in his address to Parliament his cabinet was aware of a possible attack and agencies were on high alert. An Iranian journalist whose online work has helped inspire nationwide economic protest in 2017 has been sentenced to death for his actions. A judiciary spokesman announced Rahala Zam's sentence on Tuesday. Zam's website, Ahmad News, and a channel he created on the popular messaging app Telegram had informed people on the timing of the protests and published embarrassing information about Iranian officials. The 2017 protests represented the biggest challenge to Iran since post-election mass unrest in 2009 and set the stage for similar revolts in November 2019. And next year's Africa Cup of Nations in Cameroon has been postponed until 2022. Due to coronavirus, the Confederation of African Football says the decision was made with health as the main priority. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.